This week's conversation with Mark and Nadine Roger of Creative Experiences is sponsored by Sassy Jack Stitchery at sassyjackstitchery.com. As we approach the holiday season, you'll find Sassy Jack's to be an excellent source for the threads, cloth, charts, and notions you buy for your own holiday stitching and to give as gifts to friends. Sassy Jack's carries charts from all of the top designers, several lines of threads, and an extensive selection of linen in all thread counts. Always keep in mind that a gift certificate can be the perfect choice for your favorite stitching friends. Of course, the holidays mean a new year is on the horizon, and that means new workshops at Sassy Jack's. Visit the workshop page at sassyjackstitchery.com for upcoming information about the January online winter soiree, mid-March workshops with Jackie Duplessis, and the spring and summer soirees in April and July. There are many more workshops scheduled for the second half of the year. Also, be sure to get your Rise Above the Waters ornament kit, designed by Jackie Duplessis. You can order the ornament at the Sassy Jack's website, and Kim is donating all profits to the local food bank to help those in need in the Asheville area. Make it a habit to visit the Sassy Jack's site and join the Sassy Jack's Facebook group to keep up with all of the activities. Thanks to Sassy Jack's for sponsoring the show, and now our conversation with Mark and Nadine Roger of Creative Experiences. Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr, and you are listening to Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for the needlework artists. Our artist this week from Creative Experiences, there in the middle is Mark Roger, and on the right, Nadine Roger. And hello. Creative Experiences, now we talked to Ann Beck not too long ago, and then we've done many, many things with Jessica Grimm. And they both are tutors at Creative Experiences and just gushed about the experience. I mean, let me use experience 100 times in the sentence. But just gushed about working with you guys and what you do with your classes all over, mainly all over Europe. And so it was, we got to talk to you folks and learn more about this. So Nadine, give us, kind of give us a background. How'd you guys get started? It's really a touring thing first before it was needlework, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. Hi, Gary. It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much. We actually started many years ago, and the first person who started was actually my mother-in-law, as she is a real crafter. She likes embroidery and lace making, and she tries herself on dressmaking. And in the summertime of many years ago, she was thinking, okay, what can she do to fill the chalets in France? Because in the wintertime, we always had ski and snowboard holidays. But in the summertime, obviously, there's no snow. So we were thinking, what can we do? And my mother-in-law thought, why don't I start off with lace making or craft classes? Because it's a beautiful views in the Alps, and the food is good, lots of cheese fondue and everything. And so so she started off with a couple, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm talking about maybe 15, 16 years ago. And then from the lace making, then it started into embroidery. And actually, Jenny Aiden Christie was one of the first embroidery tutors who came out here to the French Alps. And when Jenny was really young and just out of the Royal School of Needlework. And and this is when it started and when it took off. And then Mark and I rejoined. We came here to the Alps maybe 11 years ago, and then we took it over. And then from 3 weeks, 5 weeks, it went to 7 weeks. And now it's an all year round business. Yeah.
So
we're trying to make people happy all over the world. Yes.
Now Nadine, you do the needlework, but Mark, you don't. But you grew up with touring always in the family then.
Yeah. So our background for both Nadine and I is very much from the hospitality world.
Okay.
We met working in restaurants. I've got a degree in culinary arts. I studied at the Culinary Institute of America in New York. And so we met, and we've always spent, up until coming out here, we were working in the restaurant and hotel trade.
Oh, okay.
So that's the angle that we come to with these tours, is the fact that we're able to provide the hospitality, we have the connections within the industry, and looking after people is what we do, it's in our blood. So while we were in the chalets, I would cook for the guests, Nadine would be looking after everyone, and we'd make sure that the studio was set up, and we left the teachers, the tutors, to do the teaching. And now we've moved into another aspect where we do the admin. We make everything easy for the tutors and for the guests.
And for the guests.
And and look after them that way.
So you're the answer to the question, if you go to culinary school and don't open your own restaurant, what do you do with it?
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. But that's got to be a huge advantage, organizing events like this, the culinary background, to really know what goes on behind the scenes and what quality is then.
I think definitely. I think ultimately that's where we're able to differentiate ourselves from other tours, where a lot of the tours have been organized with people with a craft background.
Yeah.
That's their interest, that's their passion. Mm-hmm. And then organizing the hotel aspects, the transport, the catering, it's a challenge if you don't know, if you're not intrinsically linked into it, if you haven't got the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we come from a different angle. We are both enjoy crafts and we enjoy that aspect of it as well, but it is not our, it was never our first passion.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to have to do a show on your Lego hobby, because that in itself has got to be fascinating. So Mark, take me through now. You guys start to take this over and develop it. And tell me what we probably should let people know in general, Creative Experiences. You have a whole schedule of I can't just call them classes. I mean, they're really events. To me, they're events. with top flight tutors in the needlework world.
Yeah, so in 2025, our schedule is on the website. We're running 21 individual experiences, starting in February in Madeira and ending up in Spain on the Costa Dorada. In October. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're very fortunate, and in between we're in the UK, we're in Paris, we're in Italy.
In the French Alps.
We're back in the French Alps. So but we have fantastic teachers. Without them and our customers, this would never happen. They are what make this so special.
Yeah.
And it's been really exciting to build this up and develop it into something which is proving to be really popular.
Yeah. And Nadine, what is an experience like? I mean, do we have 150 people come for a tutor, or is it a small group, multiple days? How does it all play out?
Yeah, most of the classes are like a 7-day retreat, and we try to keep the classes small, so there will be only a maximum of 15 students. Sometimes, so for example, for Jessica, we only will have 10 to 11 students. It depends on the project as well, but 15 will always be the maximum, because we do like to keep it one-to-one tuition, so that the tutor and the client have enough time to learn from each other. And what we really think is fantastic, that you know, sometimes you go to day classes, 1 or 2 days, and you don't have a lot of time, and you think, oh, I should have asked this, or I wanted to learn this. But we do see relationships building throughout the week, because you do have up to 30 hours of teaching. And obviously, after 30 hours, it's not that the tutor just leaves the classroom. There's always a cup of tea, and you can always ask you questions, and one more stitch or one more question, and so on. So the tutors obviously are very helpful. And yeah, so it is a very nice retreat, and this combined the teaching with a little bit of excursion, good food, obviously wine. Wine always helps to stitch a bit faster, right. Or not. And yes, and just good accommodation quite often we try to make sure there's a spa or massages involved. And you can bring your husband or your partner or your sister. And yeah, so everything is a retreat. You don't have to think about anything. You just have to get on the plane, and from the airport we will be there and we will take care of everything.
Yeah. And Mark, to go through your schedule, which is, you know, just a drool fest in its own right, to think about going to all those places. You guys don't mess around when it comes to locations either. I mean, you are staying at top flight, very, very nice, very attractive places, so people can just really go and just relax and enjoy themselves.
That's the goal. We're certainly trying to find the nicest places.
Yes, we try our best.
It's, you know, we're trying to find nice places, absolutely, but we're trying to find value as well. It's really important to us that we're able to provide good value to our students, because there are options out there where you can spend a huge amount of money on these tours. Yeah. And that's fantastic for those people who want to do that. That's brilliant. But for us, we want to provide value. We're looking for nice hotels and nice venues, the best that we can get, but we're not going necessarily to, it's not five star all the way, champagne for breakfast. Yeah. There it is. It's a little bit lower key than that. We just want to find places. It's important that we find venues which have great rooms where we can stitch. You know, the lighting's really important. The venue, the room itself is really important. Yes, we want facilities, and there are some hotels we're really lucky. We've got lovely spa facilities, or they're on the beach. But and then there's others which are a little bit more, let's say they're inner city, where they're in town, but they all have in common, they've got this beautiful venue where you can stitch. They are comfortable. The food, and I try very hard to make sure that the food's of a good standard.
It's your job. It's your job.
That's it. Exactly. It's all
but it's so
shoulder.
Hard sometimes. It's so hard. Yes.
Yeah. Now, Nadine, if I come to one of these things, is it wall to wall instruction and stitching, or do we have a portion of time for needlework and instruction, and then another portion of size for just relaxation, sitting in the lobby and stitching, going out and touring? How does the timing work out?
Well, first of all, Gary, you can come at any time to our to our retreat.
Thank you for that.
whenever you like. But it is it's a good mixture. So when people arrive, it is important that the first evening everyone gets to know each other. We're trying to keep a calm and, you know, a non-judgmental environment and making sure everyone feels comfortable. And then normally what we do the first 2 days is stitching. So the next morning it would be where the tutor welcomes the class and the class gets started. And we mix it up a little bit. It's not just always stitching and then in the end we do the tours. It's quite a mix of 2 or 3 days of stitching. And then we have 1 day where we take a break. We do an excursion day, you know, to nearby market, to nearby sightseeing, and or for example, to a nice artisan for the specific artisan craft what is done in this area, just to take a little bit of a break from stitching, because I don't know about you, but when I stitch for 2 days, my back hurts heavily, and I'm looking
that
forward
ain't all
to
that
just
hurts,
have
Nadine,
a break.
That ain't all.
You know, I mean, yes, it is really because people keep a lot of focus, and then we go out one night. We like to support the local community, either in a bar or in a restaurant, and also get to know a little bit, not always be just a tourist, but go a little bit outside and see what the country has to offer or the town. And yeah, and then we go back to stitching, and then maybe there's a local market on the morning where we go, but we stitch in the afternoon. So it's quite a mix, but this is quite relaxed and organized. And also, I think it's important, you don't have to do it. Sometimes guests choose not to do it because they prefer to go walk on the beach, or they're tired and they want to sleep. Not everyone of our clients is retired. Many of them are still working or looking after people or caring for people. So they're tired, and it should be also a holiday and retreat. Yeah. So you can either join or you don't have to join, as you wish.
Do
so
it
everything
as you wish,
is really, really fluid. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important to call out because, I mean, in my career, I've done a truckload of business travel. And and you say you know, most of it in the U.S., but, you know, where were you last week? Well, I was in Houston, or I was in Dallas, or Orlando, or Las Vegas. Oh, wow, you get to go to all these places. No, I go from airport to hotel to meetings to airport to home. I don't see those cities.
Yeah.
And yet I'm in, I can make a long list of cities I've been in. And so when you look at going to a place like this, or at places like you guys have, you want to experience more than just sitting in a room stitching. So you guys make that possible. Yeah.
Yes, I also think it depends. You know, lots of clients come with different scheduling. Some people want to see the whole country and they would love to go and see more. Some people have been already 1,000 times, but they're there for the tutor. Remember, people like to come for the they want to learn, right? And they want to spend time with the tutor. And the tutor also comes with us on the excursion days. So we get to know not just the tutor through the teaching, but also personal, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, our classes are quite naughty and fun, and so it's nice. It's good. You forget about your daily life, and this is what we try to achieve.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So it isn't just this tutor who's in the front of the classroom all the time.
No.
There's an interaction going on. Oh, okay.
Yes, and everything. There's lots of coffee breaks as well. And again, if you feel tired, you can go and take a nap. But also, it's not a tutor who's just bombarding you with information and just gives you an instruction book. Not at all. It is really one-to-one teaching. And what we have learned as well the last few years, the clients also help each other all the time. And it's a real community. And this is what we love. We love that. And I'm in so many WhatsApp groups. Oh my good God, you know, so it's just to learn and to see how everyone gets on. And it's really nice. So it's really relaxed. It's really relaxed. You know?
Now, how many times, Nadine, have you been able to participate in the class, or are you guys just so busy?
Oh, no, three times. The last 11 years. Because, oh my God, but I do hope next year a little bit more. And slowly but surely. But when I'm in the classes, I learn a lot because I watch, you know, I see, I talk to the guest and to the tutors. Right. So, yes. Yes, I know it all. I just have to do it.
Oh, man. Now, and you talked about having spouses or other family members come. Mark, do we have a formal program for, in this world, it's going to be husbands. Do you put something together formally, or do you just have here's a list of things you might do?
So it very much depends. We don't have anything formal. We don't just say, okay, here's the non-participant program.
List.
It really is a case of, here we go, you know, who have we got, how able-bodied are they, what are their intentions, what do they want to get out of this holiday? You know, some partners they bring a book, they want to sit by the beach or sit by the pool, they don't want to be bothered, they work hard, and they're just here to support their wives or other and significant others, and just enjoy some downtime. There are others. We were lucky enough, we had a couple of lovely gentlemen who came with us to Italy in May. And we went, and I took them in the car, and we went up into the mountains, and we went through the caves and had an adventure in the mountains, and we went for a cheeky luncheon in the hills of Tuscany.
There we go.
So, yeah, and you know, it really much depends on who's there, what their intentions are, and what they want to get out of it. We are lucky enough to be flexible in that. We want to make sure that everyone who joins is going to have a great time, whether that's the participants or in the class or their significant others. Mm-hmm. And we'll put something on. We're not going to, nobody's just getting forgotten and left behind. It's something that we really want to be inclusive. We bring everyone together. Certainly at meal times, everyone comes together. But during the day, we'll put something on.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good to know, because I mean, when it comes to needlework things, my wife, you know, her reaction is, now I'll stay home because what am I going to do? You know, there's nothing for me to do. And I got to believe that husbands would have that same reaction. Well, go have a good time because, I, you know, what am I going to do? But there you go. There's lots you can do. And
oh, absolutely.
And yeah. Yes. And to be honest, we would always look and see what they would like to do. And yeah, we will always find something nice, what, you know, what they fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mark, talk to me about when it comes to travel, and in many instances, I'm sure that well, I know you have women, for the most part, traveling either alone or with a friend. And,
yes.
And talk to me about how, say, someone from the U.S. flies to wherever in Europe, and then they got to figure it out. You try to make that not a, try to take that out of the equation then.
100%. So it is, our whole ethos is to remove obstacles, remove distractions, whether that's in the stitching room, we don't have, you don't have to prepare your meals, you don't have to go shopping, you don't have to do any of that. So, but when it comes to travel, we understand that the traveling part is quite scary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the demographic we look after, it is a scary, traveling alone for anyone can be quite intimidating. And for us, it's all about as soon as you arrive in the destination. So first of all, it starts with a lot of communication prior to, once you've booked, we'll talk to you about when, which airport to come to, when's a good time to arrive, so that we can, so you don't have to wait too long on getting on the transfer buses. We put on the transfers, so you don't need to worry about getting from the airport to the hotel. At the airport, there'll always be one of us who will be at the arrivals to mm-hmm. pick you up. So once you've collected your luggage, you walk through the sort of the customs check area into the arrivals hall, and one of us will be there waiting to meet you, to bring you together. You'll have a time, you'll be informed of the time when the travel, when the bus or minibus or cab or taxi or however we've organized it will be leaving. And yeah, the idea is to make it as painless and seamless as we possibly can.
Yeah. Well, and of course, yeah, that's important. I mean, I've been to Europe a few times, and it is, in, at least the first couple of times, it's really kind of, you're just
not scary,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just not sure yeah. what to do. And I always look at that, these kinds of things is for, I'm sure, several people. It's maybe the one time in their life that they get to do something like this. Mm-hmm. And so it, from your perspective, critical that you make sure they absolutely enjoy it from stem to stern. A lot of money, and they may never get to do it again. And
yes.
Yeah, they gotta
yeah, it's got to be right.
It's got to be right, but also we always ask if they need any help or where did they fly from? Do they need any? I mean, we cannot book their flights, but we can certainly advise them how to fly in Europe, or if they especially come from overseas. We have a lot of guests coming from the US, but also last week we had somebody from New Zealand. It was the first time she was flying in, and but she did very well, and you know, and she didn't have a phone or anything, so yes. Oh, but she made it all the way. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 18 hours more or less non-stop.
18 hours for 1 week of stitching and then yeah. back home again. I mean, we are so impressed with this. We always say this to our clients. Yeah,
yeah.
How impressed we are when they come.
Yeah, the commitment
is
unbelievable.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
The
that's true.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to next year, you have all your yes. classes set up. So Nadine, can you give us a flavor of who we have for next year?
Oh, yes. We are really excited because we work already with some fantastic tutors over the last 10 years, but we also have new tutors where we are really excited to be working with. And we start off with Chrissy Juno Mann, which, you know, who does her beautiful new otter, for example, or she has a good choice of three different projects. And then Lorna Bateman, we love her English gardens and her ribbon embroidery. Have you ever seen it? She has, she lives in the south of England, and you know, her ribbon embroidery is just fantastic. And then afterwards, we have a bring your own class, which is like where you bring your own projects. This is for the people who like to come like you and me, we all have unfinished projects at home. And
I don't.
We just
no.
No, no, you don't. Are you
no,
sure?
No, no, no. I'm all caught up.
I don't know if I can believe you there, Gary. Yeah. But no, so this is something else what we were looking into. And then we have a fantastic lady from Yorkshire. Her name is Kathy Emmett, and she is under Dear Emma Designs on Instagram. And she does like free motion sewing. And we will create a beautiful free motion sewing bowl. Oh, fantastic. We had her this year the first time. And yeah, it was great. Have you ever done free motion sewing?
No, with sewing machines?
Yeah, with sewing machines. Oh. And this is will be in the UK. But you just glide the sewing. Fantastic.
I've seen it.
What
I've seen
create.
It done. Oh, man, really?
Amazing, amazing. And everyone was a bit stressed the week when we were doing it here. And then somebody said, oh, Nadine, can you try it? And I tried it. And I thought it was very easy and nice. And I thought it was wonderful. But yeah, so we go with this. And we also have a first, we want to try something also new. And we have our first class of needle felting. Have you ever done needle felting with the stabbing
no,
of the needle?
Never done that.
No. So this is only a 2-day course. We just want to tap into it and see how, if people would like it. But then obviously we go with Anne Beck to fantastic Paris and Provence. So we are really excited because with Anne, that will be the first time we will be working with her next year and creating
and
this beautiful nightbird.
Oh, that
piece. Have you seen the project?
Oh, yeah. Well, when we talked to her, we talked about that nightbird piece. Holy smokes, that thing is just gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And I'm excited to, I mean, I'm happy I don't have to stitch it yet because I don't think I'm at this advanced, but I'm happy everyone else is in it and I can just watch. So that's really good. And then Libby, of course, our beautiful Libby is coming with passementary. This really excites me as well because we have never done a passementary course. And we love color and we're best to do it in Paris and in Provence before. And we will be learning to do broches and tassels. I mean, everything is better with tassels,
yeah,
don't you think?
So that I'm going to interrupt you here because Libby Ashdown, and we've done a couple shows with her and her book. Her book is just top.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yes.
But, you know, you talk about free motion sewing and then Libby is going to be weaving.
Yes.
How do you, I mean, that's real equipment. Like, so are you providing sewing machines and looms or how are you, I mean, that's a logistical thing that's got to be a bit of a challenge.
It is. So for example, we have for the free motion sewing, people will bring, because we have the class in the UK, people can bring their own sewing machines. And if not, we will be, or the client will be able to rent it from us and we will organize sewing machines. I cannot... Maybe not a Bernina. I don't know if we can get Berninas, but we will certainly have a proper product and a proper working sewing machine. And with the weaving and with the looms, we have asked our clients to bring their own little looms, which you can buy nowadays on any kind of online portal or in your haberdashery shop nearby. You can order this, you know. So because it's just a little loom. It's not a massive one like Libby is using in her shop, you know. So
I know.
But
I want to go to her place. I want to see her setup. That's got to be something.
It must be like a beautiful Alibaba shop with all these beautiful colors. And I would love to go.
Yeah.
And but you're right with the big like the dressel frame. So for example, we have Nicola Jarvis, then we have Alison Cole. This is the first time we will be working with Alison Cole as well. But she will be working on smaller projects, so we don't need the big frames there. And we will have beautiful lace class where we, this is Lauren Sandin, where we have like, she makes beautiful necklaces out of lace, but you can wear them. So this is like, you can finish that project in a week. And
it's metal wire.
It's like a metal wire. Thank you, Mark. Yes, I had to think about that word.
Okay.
And then Deborah Wilding, of course, our wonderful Deborah Wilding. Have you met her?
No.
Deborah Wilding?
No.
No, she's also a beautiful RSN tutor. And she creates fantastic. I will send you over some information on Deborah Wilding. So she's good. And then we have Nicola Jarvis. We have Dr. Jessica Grimm, of course, in beautiful Spain, where we create this beautiful gold work medieval projects. That's interesting.
Oh,
I find this, but it's really hard. I mean, you have met Jessica, I see.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, her stuff and her knowledge of medieval history
So knowledgeable. Yeah. She's actually so smart. So that's really good. And then we have some beautiful lace courses in between. And then Anna Scott comes back to France.
Oh,
Anna
boy.
Scott is yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she loves France. So for her, we need the big frames, and we will drive them all the way down from Scotland in the back of our car, over the ferry, over like through Paris and all the way down to the French Alps. So all our clients have beautiful big dresses to work on their frames and everything. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, and then let me just think about it. And then, oh, of course, our wonderful Lucy Martin is the first time we go and work with Lucy Martin from Hemd & Lock.
Yep.
So you have had her before as well. Yep. And I'm actually going to meet Lucy for the first time 22nd of November in London. And I hope I get a show round through Hemd & Lock. That would be nice.
Oh, and that young lady, I'm telling you, she is one impressive person.
Something else.
Oh, she is really something. What she's done in such a short time is just...
I agree. Yeah. Such a powerhouse, isn't she?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there aren't too many like her in the world, I'm sure. Yeah.
No. And what I really like that she's so young as well, that she really tries to push forward everything. And I like that. I think, you know, there are many of us youngsters who want to keep it alive and want to make sure, you know, we have all the tools nowadays and that we can make the best out of it, you know, so for next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a lineup.
Yeah.
What a
yeah. And also, I cannot forget Honey Newton. I don't know if you know Honey Newton.
Oh, yes, we did a show with her. She just got some award.
Yes, yeah, a beautiful big award. You have to get her, you know, and she just won the award from the Quest. So out of 180 different, how can I say, members. So she won the award and it's fantastic. So this is all about her straw making and gold work. And that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. You remind me that I was going to follow up and see if she'd do another show with us just to talk about that, because she's...
Do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. Wow. And then do you know Taisha McEwen? She's also from from Australia. And so she will be teaching... you can make lampshades, or you can just have it. It's a beautiful Paris pet, which is really cute and really nice. And so this is the first time next year we will be working with her as well, which is great. Yes. And then we cannot forget our Kate Barlow.
Yes.
So, yes, our Kate Barlow, who comes with us to Spain next year. And Kate her projects are small and achievable from beginners to advanced. And it's just really nice.
Boy,
so we are
lineup.
Very excited.
What a lineup. Holy smokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We like it.
Wow. Now, Mark, when you put these things together, do you guys try each year to find new people or new techniques? I mean, there must be a core that you work with and you know is going to be in place because of popularity. But do you try to expand and reach out each year, or how do you approach that?
It's not set in stone. I think it's key that we are flexible. We've been lucky this year that we've been able to expand into a lot of new techniques and with lots of new tutors, as Nadine mentioned. So, but it's not something that we reach out to and say, okay, this year we're going to add another three different techniques and two new tutors. Mm-hmm. It's much more seeing each year, year by year, who's popular, who has time, I think, as well, with these teachers. It's not always set in stone that they're available.
Right.
They are really, really busy. There's a lot of demand on their time.
Yeah.
So I think that's a lot more, we're just staying flexible. And yes, we're trying new techniques this year with the needle felting, with the wire bobbin lace, with Libby and the passementary. These are all new to us this year, but we'll see how it goes. Some will work, some may not. We hope, fingers crossed, they will. Everyone will be full, right, and everyone's going to have a great time. And the ideal for us is to have way too many teachers for the weeks that we have. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and you make a good point, Mark, about the caliber of people that you have, and just simply getting into their schedule has got to be at times really difficult, because those people are going all the time.
Yes, and they're just so busy. So we really do try now. Soon we will start now with 2026 and have a look at who has availability, when and where they would like to go, what can we combine. Like, for example, Lucy Martin was asking if we could do a very nice retreat in Italy in 2026 and combine this with one of her Italian projects in Gold Work. And so we will have a look, because it also needs to fit a little bit. And so we will go and see what we can get for Lucy and what retreat and where we can go and how it can fit together with her project.
So then with these tutors, then you have a back and forth where you have some saying, I'd like to do one, but can we do it here? So it's not always
you
finding
guide.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, we guide, they guide, we ask sometimes, or we have a look what kind of new projects they have, what they have in the pipeline. Obviously, all the tutors working constantly on new designs, and or is there a new book coming out? What is the book about? For example, Nicola Jarvis had this book coming out this year with Inspiration magazine. And so it's all about her walks with her dog, Quince, which we love, because we also have a dog. And so this will be in the UK, in the English countryside, and we will be stitching there where she does her walks. And so it needs to just fit a little bit. Yeah, that would be, that's good.
Oh,
this is how
wait a minute, because that book is phenomenal. We talked to her.
That's great.
Just as it came out. So you're going to be able to be there, be where?
Yes, nearby where she walks, and we have a look, and maybe Quince, the dog, comes along and can join us in the class. And yes, and people can stitch the projects from her book. She has the badger, I believe, and the fox. And so,
Oh, that's next level. Oh, that's too cool. Oh.
Yeah, we love it. It's cool. And maybe we go and take like walks through the English countryside. I think that would be fabulous. Yes.
Oh,
you know, after class. Yeah.
What an experience. Because that book is just terrific. It's so creative, her pieces.
Very high quality.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
and then for 2026, we also have to hunt down Madame Jenny Adding Christie and see, you know, that she can come and join us again.
Yeah, there's a busy lady. Yeah.
No. Very busy, yes.
So, Mark, take us through, if I want to attend one of these, participate in one of these experiences, take me through. I mean, you start at the website, take me through it, registration, getting involved. What do I have to do?
Yeah, it all starts on the website. That is where all the information can be found. All of the programs are on there. You can search by teacher, you can search by the dates, locations, venues. So that is the first stop, is to go and check out, have a look at the itinerary, have a look at the projects on offer, price, of course. All of those things are all available on the website. So there's a few options for booking. First and foremost, you can online book. Straightforward, nice and simple. You can click the buttons, fill in the details, put your card in, and you're booked. So as long as the availability is there, you can online book straight away. But we understand that that's can be intimidating, that not everyone wants to just go out and press the buttons in the computer. Right. We're also more than happy. You can just send an inquiry, fill in, ask your questions, what you'd like to book. If you'd like to book, if you have some questions, you can send an inquiry direct from the website. And of course, our email address is there. You can send us a direct email, or you can give us a phone. We've always got our phones with us, and you can pick up the phone. You can call us and ask your questions, and if you'd like to book over the phone, yes, we can do that.
Okay.
So that's very simple. All you do, so at the point of booking, there's a 20% deposit due within 7 days of confirming, and then the final balance is due 8 weeks before you arrive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. But there's always options if you'd like to organize sort of a payment plan. So you want to book, pay a little bit every month. That's something that we can a range that we can sort out for you as well. It doesn't all have to be all at once.
Okay.
So that's the booking process. It's nice and easy. We ask, there's a few questions about mobility, about dietary requirements. If you're filling in the online, there's some sort of next of kin information, but it's all very straightforward and nothing too invasive.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and of course, for me to ask that question, seems like on the surface kind of a lame question, but for a lot of people, it really helps them if they can talk to somebody and talk it through and just get a real sense of who you guys are and what it is you do and how it's going to be. And you can't always get that online. To me, that's for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think in this day and age, there's a bit of skepticism about parting with money online, rightly so. You've got to be careful. And so, yes, if somebody wants to phone us up, ask us questions, of course, just make sure that we're a real human being on the end, on the other end, and they're booking something that's real. By all means, please reach out.
Yeah. No, it's, to me, it's just anymore, it's just a factor. Is there a human on the other end? I have a question. Can I actually talk to somebody? And instead of sending an email and hoping for an answer. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. To be honest, most of the time we take on our phones. Sometimes we have phone calls at midnight because people don't get the time zones right. So I will try my best, but if I sound sleepy, it's probably it's nighttime. But no problem. Anytime. Yes, of course.
And doing these podcasts, that's something I've become rather expert at, is making sure we the time zones right, because it's like you guys here, we're doing this. It's morning for me and evening for you.
Absolutely. It's almost, yes, it's quite dark.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the dark here. It turns out I didn't have the lights on when I sat down. So now I'm sitting in the dark.
Yes. Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Well,
yes.
Folks, this is it's exciting, and what a lineup for next year. And all of that is open for registration now, correct?
Yep. All there.
That's absolutely correct. And also, if you go online and you see, for example, it's fully booked, don't hesitate to send us an inquiry and go on the waiting list. A lot of people sometimes ask us, how long is the waiting list? Because for every teacher, we do have waiting lists, and it is really worth to go on it, because we do have sometimes, obviously, cancellations because life happens. And sometimes the first person on the waiting list cannot do it, and the second and the third. And quite often, even if you're on the number 8 on the waiting list, it can still happen that you can make it to the class. So don't hesitate, ask any questions or send us inquiries and put your name on the waiting list.
You never know. You never know. Yep.
You never know. Exactly.
Right.
So, yes.
All right, folks, thanks so much. Wow. What a terrific way to enjoy needlework and to learn from just some of the best in the world. That's really great.
Yeah. To be honest, Gary, we think, I don't know about Mark, but I think I have like the best job ever. I travel.
I'm pretty up there.
You're pretty up there. You enjoy it. But
yeah.
I just love all the talk and the learning. And I know I don't take I never take actually a part in the classes, but I'm always there. And I learned so much. It's really fascinating. I think I have the best job ever. Yes.
I admire your restraint. I would just pull up a chair and sit down in one of those classes and you'd never hear from me again.
To be honest, Gary, you don't know what I do at night. Everyone is asleep and I'm tucking away in that meeting room. No, not at all. But soon I will maybe take a little bit of time and sit down.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, folks. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate
Thank you.
The website is Creative Experiences and a hyphen in between. So creative-experiences, make sure the hyphen's in there. .com
Yes.
And then all of it will be revealed to you, and you can register for experiences. I keep wanting to say class, but they're much more than a class. So
thank you.
We'll go with that. Thanks to you folks, and thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you very much, Gary.